Hello, everyone. So this is weirdly titled talk with a bit ambitious title about a side project of mine. I will explain a bit what this side project is about. It's two parts of the title, and explain what I plan to do with it later. I made a toy programming language for fun, like, yeah, it's not really original, but anyway. I was thinking of it for more than a year now, and I have a lot of ideas about stuff to experiment, and I start implementing a lot of parts of it, but at the end, I had no programming language at all. So I decided somehow to send a FOSDEM talk and to try to do a programming language usable by people. So here I am, and I publish online a version where I have a domain name, incredible. And so this is something I try to write a few past months that is mostly usable, and I can explain why. So idea is I made a really small programming language. And by small, I hope it's easy to learn. That helps you to catch a lot of bugs at build time, what most of programming languages try to do. And I make it kind of looks like JavaScript and and target JavaScript because it's more easy to target JavaScript when you do a programming language that targets something else. So that's one of the motivation of it. Maybe you know that JS is not the perfect programming language. They have a lot of flaw. There is one I really hate, which is shallowcopy by default, which is you pass something to some place of your program and it's changed behind your back, and you don't realize only really after about what's really happened, and that's really painful. There is really weird behavior with every operator that everyone know and joke about. It's not really big issue, but still annoying when you try to use it and discover it at the last moment. And there is most painful things about there is a lot of things that should fail that does not really fail and rather return undefined, and you discover it really later in your program. And there is this thing that's there is a lot of work on JavaScript to make it a better language, but the problem is you will still want JavaScript to work with older JavaScript code, so there is a lot of duplication in the language, like the same things,